You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, counting down the days to Super Bowl 51, and of course you'll be able to follow all the live coverage and the game right here on KOAL. Live coverage is going to begin on Sunday at 12 p.m. Kickoff should be somewhere around 3 p.m. To help us gear up for this weekend's game, we are joined by Daniel Graham. He played tight end in the NFL, won two Super Bowl rings with the New England Patriots, winning Super Bowl 38 and 39. He was actually a first-round selection by the Patriots back in 2002. He also spent time with the Denver Broncos, Tennessee Titans, and New Orleans Saints. Daniel, it's a pleasure to get you on the show today. I really appreciate you making time for us to share some stories.
Oh, appreciate it. No problem.
Daniel, let's start by talking about your career. I mean, all in all, you got to play with some terrific quarterbacks over the course of your career. What was your time like when you played with the Patriots?
It was a good time. When I got to New England, that was the first time I really learned football. Demand so much out of the players, and, I got to learn how to be a professional up there.
Yeah, they say a lot of the players I've talked to that have played with the Patriots and with other organizations have said it's just a different atmosphere. It's a different mentality. I mean, is that true? You played for some other franchises, and how does it differ from those other franchises, if it does?
It is. There's a big difference, playing in New England. And, for me, being drafted by the Patriots, I thought that this is how the entire NFL was, ran. Everyone ran the organization. And when I left there and came to Denver, that's when I realized that, there's a big difference with, the Patriots and, other organizations, even with the other two that I played after Denver and Tennessee and New Orleans. It was a big difference. And I saw why the Patriots are always, in the playoffs, are always in the run for the Super Bowl every year.
I was going to ask you about that. Why? I mean, what sets them apart from some of the other franchises from a player's perspective?
The biggest thing is just the preparation. We in New England, prepared more than anybody else. And like I said, I didn't realize that until I left New England. But there, just the attention to detail, everything that we did during practice, showed up on Sunday as if we, saw it, we already saw it. And, that just helped us, go out and win on Sundays.
In that regard, is it the same with Tom Brady? I mean, you played again with Jay Cutler. I know you played with the Titans. You played with the Saints. You got to see Drew Brees up close as well. What sets Tom Brady apart from the other quarterbacks in the league? Is it a system or is it his preparation?
It's the system and the preparation. Tom is prepared and he does his part as a quarterback, just like every other position, every other player. In the New England organization, it's just preparation. And, I tell you what, I was fortunate 1 year to play with Drew Brees, and I saw his preparation. His preparation was second to none, and that's, what's made him a great quarterback in this league.
With that being said, I got to ask you, are you surprised that the New England Patriot dynasty has lasted this long? I mean, you won a Super Bowl with this team going all the way back to Super Bowl 38. Here we are now, Super Bowl 51, and we're talking about the Patriots once again with Tom Brady as their quarterback playing for another title. Does that surprise you at all?
It doesn't surprise me at all. And that's, because I've played in the organization, I understand, what they do every week, just to get ready for each game each Sunday. And so it doesn't surprise me at all. I know it surprises a lot of people who aren't familiar with the organization, but, just playing there, I understand why they're there every year.
How much does the owner play into consistently winning, consistently performing at a high level? I mean, we talk about owners a lot. It seems like the only time we talk about an owner is when something is going wrong with an organization, yet Robert Kraft has really found a pillar of consistency in New England. How much of that plays into the fact that this team has been successful stemming all the way back to 2000?
Yeah, it plays a lot. And if you have an owner that can get the right coach in there and let the coach run his system like Mr. Kraft has done, it shows for itself. Look at other organizations and other owners want to be so involved and stuff. And, it just shows, that, they can't do everything, to help that team be successful.
Again, our guest right now is Daniel Graham, former NFL tight end, played with the New England Patriots, won a couple of Super Bowls with the Patriots before finishing his career with the Broncos, Titans, and Saints. Daniel, I want to talk about your two Super Bowl victories. You were involved in two classic Super Bowls, two Super Bowls that came down to the final play and three-point wins for the Patriots.
You know what? It was, I tell you what, that first Super Bowl for me was just unbelievable feeling. You know, I was, like you said, I was drafted in 2002, the year after the Patriots won the first Super Bowl, and I was at that ring ceremony. As much as I didn't want to be there because I wasn't part of it, you know, my feeling was, you know, it was just so hard to get here. And, you know, at the time, I'm like, if I don't ever make it to the Super Bowl and win one, I don't want to be this, you know, to have this to be my experience, seeing the rest of the guys get the ring when I wasn't a part of it. And so, you know, after winning that first Super Bowl, it was, you know, an unbelievable feeling, especially, you know, with my father playing in the NFL for 7 years and never making it to the playoffs. It was just exciting, you know, exciting for him, you know, to see me win. And you know what, I tell you, after when I won the second one, it was almost like being spoiled, you know, like we expected to win this one. And so it wasn't as great as a feeling as the first one, but I'm, you know, blessed just to have two Super Bowl rings.
What do you remember most about the first game against Carolina, which you guys win by 3 points? Is there a specific moment in that Super Bowl that stands out to you?
You know, I tell you, after we scored a touchdown, you know, it was, or after we kicked the field goal, I think it might have been a minute or so left, and I was just thinking, like, you know, this game is far from over because the second half was totally different from the first half, and you know, their offense was clicking in that second half, and I'm just like, it's too much time left, you know, so you can't celebrate yet when we kick that field goal. But once the clock is zero, you know, it was just unbelievable feeling.
How about the game against the Eagles? I mean, I remember that one a little bit, just thinking back off of the top of my head. That was a pretty potent team. You guys go toe-to-toe with Donovan McNabb. Of course, Terrell Owens was a big storyline leading up to that Super Bowl and if he would play with the injury. And he did. And again, I mean, it was a classic one. You guys were involved in a game that went down to the wire.
You know, it was. And it was just, it was amazing to watch Terrell Owens perform after, you know, being injured the entire season. And, you know, the one thing that stands out is it was just amazing that, you know, the last drive, the Eagles weren't in that two-minute offensive mode, and it just surprised all of us. You know, we're like, do they understand how much time is left in the situation? And, you know, that was just amazing to see that, you know, they just weren't prepared for that situation.
What is it like to be on the sidelines as an offensive player with the game in the hands of your defense? I mean, that's got to be nerve-wracking as can be as well, right, late in the game?
You know, it's nerve-wracking, you know, but with the defense that we had, I mean, we knew that we can, you know, especially with knowing the Eagles had to go the entire distance down the field, we knew that we can get a stop with that defense that we had.
As far as going back and looking at your time in New England, is there an individual player that had the biggest impact on you as a player that was involved in your growth? Because, I mean, statistically, looking at your career, I believe your two most outstanding seasons that you had, based on production, was the 2 years you guys won the Super Bowl.
You know, I tell you, I remember my rookie year in New England, and Coach Belichick came to me and said, you know, if I can block Willie McGinnis and Mike Vrabel, I could block anybody in this league. And, you know, on that note, you know, the Patriots are the one that's labeled me a blocking tight end. I don't consider myself a blocking tight end, but an all-around tight end. But, you know, as far as that aspect of the game, being a blocking tight end, learning from those guys, you know, Willie was just a big guy, so I learned how to block bigger guys. And Mike Vrabel was so good at getting my hands off of him, I learned how to, that's where I say I learned how to hold. And those two guys really helped my career as far as the blocking level of, you know, my game, go to the top of the, you know, league as far as being a blocking tight end.
The media members, they see Bill Belichick in a light where he's very quiet, very soft-spoken, right to the point, sometimes gives us a snarky answer, which is hilarious as far as, you know, preparation leading up for the week. Is that Bill Belichick behind closed doors with the team as well?
Yeah, it is, you know, and he has a dry sense of humor. You know, Coach Belichick is all about business, and he expects and demands so much of the team. And, you know, the one thing that I admire most about Coach Belichick is that he's fair from Tom Brady to the last person on their roster. You know, he doesn't care who you are, what you make. Everyone is treated equal, and I love that about him.
Again, our guest right now is Daniel Graham, former tight end for the New England Patriots, won two Super Bowls back in Super Bowl 38 and 39. Daniel, when your time with New England comes to a close, you moved on, you played for the Denver Broncos. Now, you mentioned your father, who also played in the NFL. He played professionally for the Denver Broncos as well. Did that play in your decision to move on and join the Broncos?
It played a little bit. The biggest decision for me my daughter was back here in Denver, and I wanted to be close to her, and so that was the number one reason. You know, after that, you know, just growing up, loving the Broncos, being a Bronco fan, knowing my father played here, knowing everyone who saw me play in high school, saw me play in college, can now see me play at the professional level. And, it was just fun to come home and put on that helmet that I grew up, for the team that I grew up loving and watching. And, you know, it's very rare that people get to play for the team that they grew up, watching, play for that team.
That first year you're in Denver, if I remember right, the team finished below 500. I want to say they were 7-9, if I can remember correctly. How frustrating was that for you as an individual player?
You know, it was frustrating, just leaving New England and just seeing the professionalism on that team, that organization. When I got to Denver, it was some players there, that really didn't have that professionalism and, go out and be a professional. And that was difficult, didn't want to take anything for granted. I learned you can't take anything for granted because I never went to the playoffs again after I left New England.
You did get a play for Josh McDaniels in Denver. What was the difference, at least in your mind, between Josh McDaniels in New England? I know he's back there right now and as a head coach. I mean, could you tell a difference between Josh McDaniels, and do you believe that he's grown enough to where we can see him in the head coaching position again in the future?
Josh was the same when he got to Denver as he was when I was there in New England and as he is now in New England. He just demands and, expects so much out of the players. And, he tried to bring that Patriot mentality, that professionalism to Denver. It didn't work for him there, but I guarantee he will be a great head coach sometime. He's a great coach.
Was inexperience or I guess you could say his youthness, I mean, was that a problem for Josh McDaniels in Denver? What went wrong there?
Yeah, I don't think it was a problem. I think in my opinion, the biggest issue was that with what Josh demands, and just how the Patriots are, he brought that to Denver. The guys weren't used to that. And, they weren't used to putting in so much work and the demand and stuff. And, you got prima donnas on the team who, couldn't take that. And, I think that was the biggest issue. Everyone, the whole team, did not feed into what Josh was trying to bring to the Broncos.
And again, I'm sure that was just a complete frustration for you as a player coming from someplace in New England where they did demand excellence out of themselves all the way around. It was more of a cohesive unit is what it sounds like.
It was. And it's, other than that, I enjoyed my time here in Denver. I got to play with some, great guys and stuff. And although I didn't make it to the playoffs, didn't have a chance, to win a title here in Denver, I still enjoy my time here.
Well, let's move on and talk about Super Bowl 51. I'm sure that as being a Patriot alum, I'm sure you're extremely excited for this particular game. What stands out to you in this matchup?
I tell you what stands out is just the weapons that the Falcons have. And, I think the biggest challenge is going to be for the Patriot defense to slow this offense down. They have so many weapons, and I'm looking forward to seeing what Coach Belichick the defense, what they put together to stop this offense.
It's been a very long time, at least in my mind. I mean, I love Julio Jones. It's been a long time since we've had a player this dynamic on the outside in the Super Bowl. And we talked about Terrell Owens a little bit earlier on in the interview. There's some similarities as far as the explosiveness and how you always have to pay attention to where Julio Jones is out on the field, very similar to the way Owens was.
You do. You have to, see where he is at all times. And everyone knows that he can catch a 5-yard pass and turn it into 60 or 70. And, when someone like that, you have to account for them on every play. And, just you know, the special player that he is, even if he doesn't touch the ball, it opens up the rest of the offense. And, you know, and I think that's what really gets that offense going.
Daniel, I'm not a big guy on legacy talk. In fact, I hate it. Rarely talk about it here on the show. But, of course, every time Tom Brady is in a Super Bowl, people start talking about legacy. Has there ever been a better quarterback in the NFL in your eyes? And if there has been, could another Super Bowl win, getting number five, does that put him over the top?
Well, you know, I already think he is the best quarterback. You know, if you look at, you know, I understand, you know, the quarterbacks in the past, you know, they were great quarterbacks, Joe Montana and, you know, Terry Bradshaw, which a lot of people don't even talk about as far as the ring counts go. But one thing that separates, you know, Tom from the rest of these quarterbacks is that, you know, back when Joe Montana played, these guys were on the team 5-6 years. They didn't leave. You know, every year it might be a new team for Tom, and he's doing this with guys that nobody's even heard of. You know, it's a new team for him, it seems like, every year. And so for him to be that consistent, you know, no matter who's on the field to take, you know, the team back to the Super Bowl, you know, it just sets itself apart.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. It's definitely been fun to watch, to say the least. Before I let you go, I can't let you leave without giving us a prediction. How does the Super Bowl play out?
Well, you know, of course, the Patriots are going to win. And I tell you what, I think it's going to be about 35-24 Patriots.
I've said all week I like the Patriots to win by two scores. I know the spread right now has them at three, but I like them to win by double digits. I mean, really, when you take a look at the Falcons, yes, Vic Beasley has been fantastic. The pass rush has picked up, but there's a big difference between New England's front five compared to Green Bay and Seattle. Huge difference in that regard.
You know, it's a big difference. And like I say, I think the biggest matchup, in my opinion, of this game is the Patriot defense versus the Atlanta Falcons offense. I don't think the Patriots are going to have an issue scoring on their defense.
Yeah, I agree with you, definitely. Daniel Graham, again, former tight end for the New England Patriots, also played for the Broncos, Titans, and the Saints. It was a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for sharing some of the memories and giving us some of your insight in Super Bowl 51. It was definitely a pleasure to get you on today.
Thank you. No problem. Take care.
Definitely a pleasure. That's two-time Super Bowl champion Daniel Graham giving us some insight on Super Bowl 51 this weekend, also sharing some stories about his time with the New England Patriots. Now, that was a blast to get some insight and hear some of the stories from his playing days. Daniel Graham, two-time Super Bowl champ, joining us on the show. We've got a break for just a moment, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.